to AcademicCast, Texas Tech University's biweekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Student of Integrated Scholarship, John Duff. First, the news. This summer, Texas Tech is hosting an array of academic enrichment programs. One such program is called Science, It's a Girl Thing. The program provides hands-on experiences that aim to strengthen girls' scientific interests. Chemistry professor Dominic Casadante is one of many faculty members collaborating with the program.
Science, It's a Girl Thing is really a program that's designed to stimulate interest in the science among a wide range of young ladies, from roughly age 9 to 14 or 15, maybe even as old as 16. There are a variety of different science areas that a girl can choose to go into. So, for example, chemistry, wind energy, biology, medicine. And so it gives the girls a real feel for what it's like to be in a laboratory setting and to do some science.
Professor Casadante says both he and the students benefit greatly from Science, It's a Girl Thing.
I love going into demo shows for Science, It's a Girl Thing because the girls are so enthusiastic. If I ask for a volunteer during the demonstrations, almost 100% of the hands will go up. I mean, they just love science. They love everything they're learning, but they really love science. And so it's kind of neat to have an enthusiastic audience. And so I really like doing this a lot. And I hope that by, giving them a little bit of science education while having fun at the same time, maybe they'll think of science in a positive way, and they'll think about it as a fun activity that they might want to carry on later in life. I've had a number of students who have been in my freshman general chemistry class who have come up the first day of class to tell me that they were involved with Science, It's a Girl Thing, 8 or so years earlier in their lives. And it's really very edifying to see that when it happens. And a lot of our folks who then continue on and become, say, HHMI scholars or undergraduate research fellows or in the Honors College will often cite Science, It's a Girl Thing as one of the experiences when they were younger that really stimulated their interest in the sciences.
Science, It's a Girl Thing is a 4-day program open to girls in the 5th through 11th grades. To learn more about summer programs offered at Texas Tech, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. In other news, the Rawls College of Business named Lance Nail as its dean. Nail comes to Texas Tech from the University of Southern Mississippi. At Southern Miss, Nail served as dean of the College of Business since 2008. Nail succeeds Alan McInnes, who was dean of the Rawls College of Business for 10 years. The director of the Texas Tech Neuroimaging Institute says practicing meditation can have a significant effect on the brain. Professor Yi Yuan Tang and his research partner found that just 1 month of practicing Chinese mindfulness meditation can lead to positive mood changes and improve connections in the brain. Findings from their research will appear in the online edition of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Along with a commitment to academics, students of Integrated Scholarship pursue a course of lifelong study through their involvement in active learning experiences. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of AcademicCast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights agribusiness student John Duff.
For Levelland native John Duff, agriculture has been key to both professional and personal endeavors. Since his father is a farmer, Duff felt that his decision to pursue a degree in agribusiness was a natural one. Indeed, his interest in agriculture has allowed him to excel academically and to apply his knowledge through several internships, including public service opportunities with Congressman Naugebauer and Congressman Brady, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the agricultural firm of Combes, Sell & Associates. This past year, he has been involved with the National Sorghum Producers.
I've been very blessed professionally. The last 2 years of college, I've had jobs that were related to my career. I've had 5 internships, counting my job now. I've been an intern since August with National Sorghum Producers. We do a lot of policy analysis in spreadsheets and do some statistical analysis on our policy models that we build. do a lot of work around the Farm Bill and help national sorghum producers formulate their policy positions on specific pieces of legislation.
Outside of the classroom, Duff has also been involved with the South Plains Food Bank's organic farming program.
The South Plains Food Bank Farm operates a farm, an own organic farm on the South Loop. At-risk and disadvantaged children from surrounding neighborhoods come and they volunteer on Saturday mornings during the school year, and they vie for paid summer positions. And it's a great program. It teaches the kids life skills, and it teaches them about agriculture.
Looking ahead, Duff says that he'd like to stay involved in agriculture so he can advocate on behalf of farmers all across the country.
If that means I must run a trade association one day, or if that means I must run for Congress one day, I'm not sure yet. But either of those roles are, I think, great roles. And if I can help the American farmer there and benefit the American people through advancing agriculture, then I think it's great.
Duff recommends that other students should not only strive for academic excellence, but also pursue active learning experiences if they aim to become integrated scholars. While he admits that competition for opportunities has its drawbacks, Duff believes his hard work has been met with success several times over.
Always try to go above and beyond. Always try to do a little more than the guy beside you is doing. And that may be a bad view to take as far as competition goes if you're always trying to best the guy beside you. But that's the approach I took. If the guy beside me is going to make an 88 in a class, I want to make a 90. Or if the guy beside me is going to make a 95 in the class, I want to make 100 in the class. And I tried to take that approach with internships, with academics, with service. And it's worked out very well for me.
About 10 years ago, I met opera impresario and conductor Sarah Caldwell, who was active in her craft well into her late 70s. Her advice to integrated scholars was this, and I quote, "Learn everything you can, anytime you can, from anyone you can. There will always come a time when you will be grateful you did," end quote. By underscoring his commitment to learning, whether it be in the classroom or away from the university's campus, John Duff has attained valuable experiences of a student of integrated scholarship. His dedication to work on behalf of the American farmer attests to his dedication to agriculture, a vital field in today's society and a field absolutely critical to our planet with its burgeoning population. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech students of integrated scholarship, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Finally, Academicast would like to recognize Katie Henderson and Brant Schneider for their awards from the West Texas Association for Women in Science. Henderson serves as an assistant vice president for research at Texas Tech. She received the Outstanding Woman Leader Award for her support of faculty members' academic pursuits. Schneider is a professor of biology and biochemistry at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. He received the Champion of Women Award for providing equal opportunities for women to work in his laboratory. That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening. And join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.